All right. Thank you, Larry. John chapter 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. Thank you, Jesus. I need you a little of that this week. All right? Just to calm down and say, hey, God's in control. Does that sound good to you?
Amen.
I mean, have you ever had those kind of weeks where you'd say, God needs to be in control? Let's hope. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And everybody said,
amen.
We need to hear this every day. Matter of fact, this would be a good thing to have anywhere where you can read it. Any given time, in any given week, of any given day that you're dealing with. Because I promise you, Satan is doing everything he can to stop the spread of the gospel. He's trying to shut us down again. He tried to shut us down in 2008. Tried to shut us down when we couldn't get a new roof. Yeah, boy, we raised that money in 4 months. Over 15 grand. Hey, Satan wants to battle. I'd say we've got the people here to battle. What do you think?
Woo.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. We've got this wonderful musical vacation Bible school coming up where hopefully we're going to touch a bunch of children. So let's just flood the whole downstairs basement. Let's just see what we can do now. Let's see what kind of nerves the preacher's got now. Not only that, my office is destroyed. What have I ever done to Satan? I could have been killed. Say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, isn't that the truth? You can always get another preacher, but it don't make offices like that every day. Let me tell you that right now. All right, here we go, Larry. I love this. Look at this. Philippians 4, 6 to 8. Be careful for nothing. Let me tell you what this word careful means. It's the same word when we get nervous, anxious, anxiety. In other words, don't worry. Don't get all up in the air. Don't get anxious. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, look at the formula. By prayer, not only to pray, but then put action to your prayer with thanksgiving. I always say this, I don't tell how many times over 35 years I've taught on prayer. And I've always said this, and this is where I get this from. Prayer time is a wonderful personal time between you and God. Now, understand something. When you have that personal time with God, in your prayer time, we tend to want to start asking for things. And there's nothing wrong with asking God for something if it's in His will. But I've always taught you this. Don't ever start off asking for something. Start off being thankful.
Amen.
This is where I get this from. The very first thing you're to do is to be thankful. Let then your request be made known unto God. And this is where I get it from. Don't say, oh God, I need this. I need a new roof. I need a new car. I need a new house. I need clothes. I need my child to shut up. I mean, just whatever the case may be. Don't get into that just yet. Always say, Father, I'm thankful for what I've got. And if I don't have much, it's because I don't need much. Because one of these days, when I get to heaven, I'm not going to need anything.
Amen.
All right, this is where I get this from. Start off being thankful in your prayer life. And once that happens, look at this. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. When I don't understand it, God has a way of calming me down. Because I don't understand why things happen. I really don't. I don't have an understanding of that. But when I don't understand it, I say, Lord, I may not understand why we're having to go through this, or why I'm having to deal with this. With my health issues, I'm asking God all the time, I don't understand it, but I'm in your hand. I don't understand why I got to do what I got to do, but I'm in your hand. I don't understand why things happen in church, but it's your church. And I know somehow or another better things are going to come out of it.
Amen.
That's what you have to do. You understand that? And if you really concentrate on that in your own personal Christian walk, you'll be surprised how the anxiety begins to just go away. Because after all, folks, no matter what, it's going to happen God's way. We thank the Lord and His wife. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Now this word keep is an interesting word. He's going to keep you calm if you go to Him first. He's going to quiet your spirit, quiet your heart, keep your mind from racing. Because you know when that happens is when you go try to go to sleep. If you got something on your mind and you lay down to go to sleep, you're not going to sleep. Because it's quiet, it's peaceful, and your brain just goes crazy. Our mind does. Does you ever do that sometimes when you go to sleep? You're thinking about everything. How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to do this? You know, it just keeps going. How do I get a decent night's sleep? You simply say, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Just go ahead of me. Go before me. Knock everything out of the way that would make me stumble. So that I can get to where you want me to go. And leave in His. And that's how He keeps your heart and your mind. It's because you let Jesus lead the way. Everybody said?
Amen.
All right, let's go to the next verse, Larry. Now, here's some of the greatest advice, if not the greatest advice, in God's Word when it comes to this. Chapter 8. Finally, brother, church people, Christian people, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what's that word say?
Faith.
What's it say?
Faith.
Let me tell you something. Whatever your mind concentrates on is going to control everything. It'll even control your body, your health, because if you can't rest your mind, the rest of your body is going to pay for it. I promise you that. Not only that, your nerves are going to pay for it. You're going to be anxious. Then you're going to start to doubt. Then you're going to get angry. Then you're going to blame God. Say, God, why am I in this shape? I'm in. But always remember one thing. And I've had to really think along this very hard in the last several years. There's always somebody worse off than me. Every time I go into the wound, I've had this wound for absolutely 11 years on the bottom of my foot. It is as close to closing up. But I mean, Monica has to wrap it every other day. We go through this whole process. And sometimes I just say, just close the thing up. Lord, for heaven's sakes. But when I go in the wound care center, I'm about the only person there that's still got a leg. Still got a foot. The rest of them don't have a foot. Don't have a leg. 90% of them are coming in there on wheelchairs or power chair. I'll walk in there on 2 feet with the wound I've had for 11 years.
Amen.
If there be any praise, preacher, then think on these things. Think. Concentrate. No matter what may be going on, there's still good in your life. Look at the good. You might be surprised how more or good comes along with less complaining than you do. But I've come to find out, when I complain to God, you know, God's like, well, I understand, but you don't know what's best for you, I do. There's a faith step that has to come into play here, folks, or your life's going to be miserable. You have to learn to walk by faith and live by faith. No matter what you see in front of you, may not be the whole picture just yet. And if you go downstairs and you see the disaster that's downstairs, you might would say, oh, my lands. But this picture's not done yet. Maybe there's a reason why that happened. I don't know. Because God's not done with this yet. You understand what I'm saying with you? it looks like a real big bump in the road, but we've had some bumps in the roads. But seems like sooner or later, after the bump, it smooths out. You know, it's like when you're on a trip, don't you hate to come across construction? Slows you down. Most people are in a hurry to have a good time. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, when I leave to go somewhere, if I'm going to get on my boat, or if I'm going to Florida, or if I'm going somewhere, I mean, I want to get there. Now, I may drive a little over the speed limit, but I'm ready to get there. All right? That leaking don't even smooth out until it's about 90 anyway. Thing weighs 4 tons. Now, next thing you know, you look up and here's all this traffic coming to a stop on an interstate where the speed limit is 70 and you're doing 5 mile an hour trying to get somewhere so I can have some fun because I deserve to have some fun. I've worked hard, I deserve it. Now look where I'm at. I'm sitting in the middle of construction. Sitting there. Has that ever happened to you? All the time, don't it? Now, if I didn't care where I was going, I wouldn't have no construction. You know, if I'm just taking my time, I'm just going somewhere, or if I'm going somewhere where I really don't want to go, I mean the path is clear as it can be. You let me want to get somewhere where I want to go, then I begin to act like Carl Kendrick when the traffic stops. It's horrible, baby. It's horrible. Oh. Now, I don't take up the camera for that face. One year, many years ago, we were coming into our Atlanta, going to Florida. Kids were with us, construction everywhere. Atlanta is, Bob Hope had a saying, bless his heart, he's of course going on now, but he said, whether you're going to heaven or hell, you got to go through Atlanta. I mean, you can bypass this town, right? I mean, you can, but the bypass is worse than going right through downtown. And, it was horrible. It took us like 3 hours to get through this town. I mean, I was so, like I said, they were smaller. You think for a while now, you should have seen them when they were 7, 8 years old. I mean, kept saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? When are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? You know, you've had kids like that, haven't you? Angie, you know what that's like, don't you? Yeah. The next year we went through there, they had it done. And I mean, you went right straight through downtown Atlanta like it was nothing. I mean, beautiful. 80 mile an hour, and people passing you like you're sitting still. Now that's one town, there's been two towns I've been into that they don't care about the speed limit. One is Los Angeles, and the other is Atlanta, Georgia. I don't care what the speed limit is. If you're doing 100, somebody's going to pass you. Don't make no difference, right? I'm just telling you, that's the gospel truth. So why give me a ticket when some woman passed me? You know, it don't make no difference. So the thing I'm trying to make to you is that you've got to go through construction to make it right. And that's the same way sometimes we have to go through things to get us right on the other side. Just like the song that Harley told us, now I'm ready. Because I've gone through enough. I've seen I need God in my life. And once you've gone through enough, unless you're so hard-headed you can't walk, you'll finally learn God's way is the best way. Everybody agree? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go with our last verse. Love this out of Isaiah 41. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will. I have. Where's the other eye? I will. You get that? Three of them in there. I will. No matter what our church goes through and whatever Satan does to attack, God will hold us up as long as we're preaching the name of Jesus. Every moment chance we get. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. How to? What do you think? How I can't hear none of you. What you say? What? Well, how to be strengthened?
How to
have peace?
How to trust in God?
How to trust in God? Patience. This one word you guys are under every day. What is it? Stress. How to handle stress. Do you need to know that? I need to know that every day of my life. Give the Lord one more hand. Let us stand. With every head is bowed, every eye is closed. The Bible gives it to Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, oh, how we thank you for your peace and your grace and your forgiveness and your love. Father, bless this congregation and this church. Father, we are good people trying to preach your kingdom. We come together as a congregation because we love you. We preach and teach God's word because we love you. We send it out all over the world through the internet so people can see the love of Jesus. And we know, Father, the more your name goes out, the more Satan's fighting us on every corner. But Father, he's not going to win because we're under the shadow of the cross this very moment. Father, to those who need a quiet time at this altar, we invite them to come. To those who need me to pray with them, we invite them to come. But most of all, if there's one here today that's lost, young or old, this is the day of salvation. No other. This is the day. Father, truly, watch over and bless. Your spirit is in this place. We thank you in Jesus' name. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you.
Thank you.